Hello, welcome to episode 3 of the Redemption presentation. This episode is entitled Jurisdiction. Now, jurisdiction basically means the right to speak, and it translates in its common usage as the capacity to speak in a particular place. If you have jurisdiction, you can speak with some authority. And we're just going to be going over what gives you jurisdiction. Before we begin, I think the first thing to be clear on is that the United Kingdom is a state, as defined by Wikipedia, and basically has a corporate structure. So you might as well call the United Kingdom a corporation, as it is really. I mean, if you look up on Wikipedia municipal corporation, you'll see that boroughs, counties, etc., they're all corporations. And also you can find all your local council and stuff on websites like Dun & Bradstreet and Dewport. So, the UK is basically a corporation, although it's obviously it's not registered because, as I've said before, only companies within the UK have to register, so countries don't have to register within their own systems. It's basically a foreign corporation. Now, the UK holds titles to many things. Land is the trickiest one, but I believe that the UK has put most of the land into a trust, because the rule of escheat is that if land goes unclaimed, it automatically goes back to the crown or the government, which is very which is basically how most of this happens. Like with houses and things, the government owns the title to them. They own, like, if you use an address within the UK, I think it's mainly the postcode that puts it within UK jurisdiction. But if you say that your house is its address, a bit like if you say that you're your name, then yeah, UK has complete control because they own that particular title. I believe somewhere that's probably Crown copyrighted, and the Crown is basically the executive. Apparently it embodies the executive department of the British government. I've also heard that the Crown represents the City of London, but I've actually found no evidence to back that up. Although I do have a strong feeling that the City of London is actually a separate state without the UK. And that's why it has its own government and police force. But, you know, I'm still trying to think of how exactly that fits in with, like, the UK bankruptcy and stuff like that. And I have actually sent a Freedom of Information request to the Treasury, asking if the UK is in Chapter 11 bankruptcy, yes or no. If they give any answer that other than yes or no, then I'll assume that it is. So it's going to be really interesting. I'm really looking forward to the response. My guess is that they won't respond, or they'll say something like, the UK has a great credit rating. That really makes no difference. And then I found out the other day that bankruptcy is declared in courts within a country, so it's just like the UK may not be registered as a company, and because the UK is its own jurisdiction, it's not going to declare itself bankrupt. Anyway, your house on the land registry, we've discussed that, and basically on the Freeman Conference 2010, they're talking a bit about this, and apparently on the form TR1, the land registry form, I don't know exactly where you use that form, but you could write in local authority, and you could put in your straw man's name as the local authority. But I've looked at the form, the latest version of that form, TR1, which must have been the one they were talking about, and I can't see that written on it, but perhaps it's only on the ones that you get sent in the post or something like that. But anyway, it's an offer, you know, those forms are offers, and within the offer, you can add your own terms to it, so you could just write local authority on there yourself. It doesn't matter if they've put it on there. Now, something else I just wanted to talk about, I hadn't planned to talk about this originally, but I found it a lot, is on a lot of documents of title and things like that, like birth certificates, they're all Crown copyrighted. I think it's really important that we find out what the Crown is. Because the Crown with a capital C is the Crown, the one that we're trying to work out what it is, and I believe it's separate from the monarch. I believe it's the corporate embodiment of the executive department of the British government. We're trying to work out if the Queen is actually in the private or the public. Because it could be that the Queen's in the private, the government's in the public. So I really don't have much idea of that at the moment. But it's interesting to note that a lot of these documents are Crown copyrighted. And obviously anything on the document that's Crown copyrighted is Crown copyrighted. Otherwise, what would there be to copyright? So yeah, your name is property of the government. When used with the address, as discussed in the previous one, if you're using any public things. Because obviously no one can control your use of words. Yeah, so the interesting thing about your house is that it's actually, no one actually, it's freehold, which means no one has a other interest in it other than yourself. But you may think, well, how do they get mortgages on it and stuff like that? And the mortgages, according to the Freeman Conference 2010, the mortgages are all on the address of the house, the title to it, the address, not the actual physical house itself. And they were also talking on there about that, yeah, your house is freehold, and you actually gave up, like, the address 3 Saxon Street. That address is actually a position on the road between the front of your house that you own the house completely, between the front of your house and the middle of the road, you own that section of pavement and road to the middle of the road, like on a terraced street. I'm not sure about how it works with other ones, but this is how it works for terrace. You own the pavement and road in front of your house, stretching out as far as the middle of the road, and then the house opposite owns that other bit. And that is actually held in trust by the council, and apparently that is why you pay council tax, according to the Freeman Conference, because they basically maintain that little section for you. So that is a thing about jurisdiction. You see, you do actually own the house. And with the form TR1, what you do there is you basically say you're the local authority and you're going to be caring for that area in front of it. I think that's what they mean on that conference that I looked at. You're going to be looking after that area in front of your house. And basically, if you do that, and if you actually express your security interest in that section and say, no, I don't want it held in trust by the council, I'm going to take ownership now, you basically own and control that piece of pavement and road. And you don't have to pay council tax for it, and you can control who goes on it, and, you know, if anyone messes about on it, you can prosecute them under your own rules and etc. So it's interesting. Basically, you own your house, and the bit in front of your house, the pavement to the middle of the road in front of your house, is held in trust by the council. That's why you pay council tax. It's very interesting. yeah, postcodes are they're called UK postcodes officially. So basically, if you're going to be operating from the private, just don't bother including a postcode. Or if they say you have to put one, just put it in a box, okay, because they'll probably accept that. Yet technically it doesn't exist. Registration. Now, registration, the word registration is registration, so that's got something to do with the Queen or the Crown, as they call it. So yeah, basically that ties in with what I've been saying about lots of title documents having Crown copyright on them. Right, yeah, now government departments are actually all companies. They're all registered. If you want to look them up, I recommend going on duport.co.uk, duport.co.uk. And just click on the left hand side, obtain a company or director's report, I think it says, and then in the company name just type in whatever you want. Like, you could type in your local school or council or any sort of government run thing, and they'll all be on there, and their numbers begin with UC. That might have something to do with unincorporated. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but all you need to know is that they're separate legal entities, otherwise they wouldn't be on there. Alright, so yeah, they're all departments of the UK corporate government. And they can also be called municipal corporations. That's really interesting. I mean, I looked up municipal corporation on the internet. It said boroughs, counties, and I thought, yeah, that's it. That, you know, they're all corporations. And there is actually a technical term for them, municipal corporations. So that really does confirm it. And obviously they call all their, they have certain offices in there within their companies, like in the council, called corporate management, or, you know, stuff like that. And police officers are called officers because they hold an office in a corporation. It's really self-evident that they're corporations, these government departments. And schools are on there as well, which is interesting, which obviously, you know, we know when you go to school and you go into lessons and you get registered, obviously that is the man is becoming surety for the straw man on the register. I mean, it's really simple to work these things out once you have this knowledge. Alright, now we're going to go into voting. Basically, when you vote, you, through the straw man, are saying that you give consent to the government. And obviously, this is a representative, UK is meant to be a representative democracy. Now, if you're not being represented, and consent is not given, then logically the laws can't apply to you. The statutes can't apply because you have not given any consent to be represented, and they've basically been forced on you. So yeah, voting gives legitimacy to the government. And that's why I emailed my local council, and my straw man's name is on the electoral register, and they say they use it for credit reference and opening bank accounts and stuff like that. I don't know, they're just giving excuses to keep it on their register. And I did ask them if it can be removed, and they never say yes or no. They always say like, the names are used for credit reference. Yes, thank you, but can it be removed? And they won't tell me. Well, I haven't asked yet. I've asked them once, can a person's name be removed from the electoral register? And they say no, because it's no, they didn't say no. They said it is used for credit reference and stuff like that. But it can be removed, basically. Otherwise, I know that they technically control that name. But here's the important bit. They're not going to admit to that. So if you ask them to remove it, then they probably will. But they're not going to actually admit that they control that name. So, yeah, the electoral register, you can get your name removed from there if you want. That, I think, covers this episode. So yeah, basically jurisdiction, your body is basically, think of it as a vessel on the high seas, and these other pirate vessels come along called the council and government, and you know, they may try to board your vessel. And remember, you do have two vessels. The first one is your body and the second one is your straw man. Body is used to operate in the natural world, that's your vessel for using in this world. And the straw man is your vessel for operating in public commerce. So people used to confuse me. They used to say you have to have a straw man to operate in commerce, but they meant public, because obviously you don't have to have a straw man given by government to do commerce. So yeah, that's the jurisdiction. That's what the UK really is and what it's really like. They own titles to things. Like, they don't actually own, when you do birth certificate and you apply for a birth certificate, they don't actually own the physical body, right? They own the straw man, the name. Okay, they own the title. That's why it's called your title. It's your title to yourself, to your body. So yeah, if social services come along and want to take children away from their parents, they can take children away, because a child is a person. A child is the straw man. So if they say, is this your child? You say yes. They can take it away. It's interesting, but they can't actually take the body away, you know. And I think someone sent a freedom of information request to Torbay Council, which obviously company, municipal corporation, and they said, can the government take babies away, I think, if they're not registered? And they said no. Thank you for listening to this episode. The next one, I'm going to tell you about how you are sovereign and you are the creator in this system. Okay, you are the creditor in this system, and you are more powerful than any government, any bank, etc. I'm going to talk all about that in the next one. It's going to be an interesting episode. But thanks for listening to this one. Goodbye.